Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. Yes.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Phone calls coming up next right now. Got some dough. We got a lot going on in world sports, and Nolan's going to address all those topics with us. Like the Ravens losing last night, like the college football playoffs, like Maryland losing to Virginia. Haven't even gotten into the Orioles trade last Friday. Shane Boz, we'll probably talk more about that tomorrow. Orioles taking some heat from Oriole fans. I'm pissed that they traded a guy I've never heard of before. For a guy I've never heard of before. A man. We'll be mad together, maybe, tomorrow. Let's count that dough. 3 days from Christmas, by the way.
All right, the Dow's up 274. The S&P's up 43. NASDAQ is up 142. DraftKings is up 57 cents. Under Armour's up 2 cents to 434.
Starting the NFL, the Eagles, they got the job done on Saturday by beating the Commanders, but could have been a smoother path to victory if Jake Elliott made some of his kicks. A pair of missed field goals in the second quarter actually resulted in Philly trailing at the break. Elliott has now missed 7 kicks on the year, 5 in the last 5 games. Now, this comes after he had actually a pretty rocky 2024 season, hit 77% of his attempts there in the regular season, but did stabilize on their Super Bowl run, just one miss in the postseason, so that's why he's back. But now, so far this year, just 70% is the success rate. Buy or sell, Vinny, even though it's late in the year, the Eagles should consider a kicker switch right now.
That would be a soft buy, because I think what you do is you bring in a guy to kind of put some pressure on him.
You mean a guy that's won a Super Bowl as a kicker?
No,
before?
They won't bring in Tucker. bring in a veteran guy to kick and put him on the practice squad, you know, and challenge him, because 70% is not going to get it. And like you know, they were down, like you said, and he kicked like crap, and, you know, and that could very easily cost him in the playoffs.
Yeah, 70% was acceptable in 1980.
Yeah.
Nowadays, absolutely not.
Over to Major League Baseball, where we can talk about that Orioles trade from last week. The Rays, very active. That wasn't their only move late last week. Of course, Shane Boz coming to Baltimore. 4 prospects plus a draft pick going back in return. But they were also part of a 3-team deal. The Astros and Pirates involved here as well. And Tampa Bay unloading star second baseman Brandon Lau and some others to get a young rising outfielder and a pitching prospect of their own. Now, this is in line with what Tampa Bay has done through really their entire history, moving on from players on the eve of free agency. In the case of Lau, try to get some sort of return. But in the case of Boz, they didn't have to make a move at all. Still 3-4 years of control, so the clock wasn't a factor there. Buy or sell, Bob, The Rays will still be hovering around 500 all summer, despite more sell-offs.
Well, it's kind of in their DNA, so I'm going to buy it. I don't think they're going to challenge for the American League East by any stretch of the imagination, but they'll be that pain-in-the-ass team. And correct me if I'm wrong, Nolan, the Astros traded their top prospect in that three-way deal with the Pirates and the Rays and all that good stuff. And as we've mentioned for years, Brandon Lau, former Maryland Terrapin.
Back to the NFL, Joe Burrow's recent vague comments about his life in football sparked plenty of headlines and debate. It was also a chance to bring old news back to the surface. We've known for years now that the Dolphins made a pretty strong push on draft night in 2020 to try to get the top overall pick from Cincinnati. Of course, the Bengals declined, go on to take Burrow, the rest is history. But now, more being revealed about exactly what was offered. Four total first-round picks was denied by the Bengals to hold on to that top pick. Fast forward five seasons, Burrow, as proven as anyone, especially at his age, a quarterback, but that trade talk, it still exists for different reasons now. Buy or sell, Vinny, if a team came calling for Burrow right now, four first-round picks would get it done.
Ooh. Would get it done? See, I don't see. I think the Bengals, they are not.
Well, this is a hypothetical, yeah.
Yeah, because like with Carson Palmer, they made him retire first before they finally traded. So, all right, hypothetical, four ones. You'd want a team that you could get like two ones this year and two ones next year, you know. But you'd like to be in a position too where you can replace Burrow with one of those ones. So unless you're picking in the top two, wouldn't happen in my mind.
Yeah, and there's no Joe Burrow level quarterback in this year's class for sure.
Now let's talk a little Terps here. What a difference between halves the other night when Maryland lost to Virginia. Two teams combined for just 43 points in the first half and then 109 in the second. In the end, though, Maryland on the losing side, 80-72, despite a greater three-point shooting effort. And slightly better from the free throw line as well. The turnovers, they were the Achilles heel yet again. 19-8 was the disparity. The most notable difference, though, was the absence of Pharrell Payne, Maryland's best rebounder and scoring option. Buy or sell, Bob, the Terrapins win that game on Saturday if Payne is on the court.
I'm selling it. They're probably more competitive. He also would have put a little resistance in the paint because Virginia was scoring a lot inside the basket area, so that was something that Buzz Williams would like to tighten up. But, you know, Payne there makes them a little bit more competitive. It prevents 17-0, 15-2 runs. How's that sound?
And one last topic for today. Not much to discuss offensively for the Chiefs yesterday. Just 3 points in that loss to the Titans. Travis Kelce, one reception for 6 yards. All of that after he said that he's all in on playing these final 3 weeks, even though Kansas City's already been eliminated. Of course, the reason here, his future, going to be heavily monitored. It's unknown right now. He's set to be a free agent. The Chiefs could try to retool this coming year, shed some money as well. But what if he thinks he still has, let's say, a year left in him? Vinny, are you buying or selling that Kelce would play for another team if Kansas City doesn't want him back?
I'll sell that. I think he's a Chief. I just think he's retiring after the season. That's what I think. I mean, they're going to get married. He's getting married, and he's got a lot of other things. And, you know, his podcast. His brother's making a fortune, Nolan. You know, so I think off the field, he'll be turning down a lot of things, and he'll be busier than he was during football.
It's been 888-1057. The Fan will come back, take your phone calls, report that 583-1057. That it's Notes from the North, that NFL lunch. We can have you join us for that. We'll feed you some football. We'll eat it together. Coming up at the top of the hour, look back at our picks for the weekend, do our picks for tonight's game, and then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Where the hell the Saints come from all of a sudden?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.